Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Brooke Sparta, talking Houlton Wildcat football. Cats get their first win of the season on the road at Royal Valley last week. Final score 32-14, a game in which Houlton had an early lead, but actually trailed 8-7 and got some takeaways and really kind of got going offensively. I think that was the biggest takeaway for me, Coach, just being able to sustain a few more drives. You scored every time you had the football in the second half. So what were some of the progress areas that you saw and things that you saw better from your team this week?
Well, I think we definitely cut our mistakes in half. We still jumped off sides. We had a penalty on a touchdown or an extra point, and there's some things that we're still not doing correctly, but definitely cut that in half, and that allowed us to sustain drives, and I thought we played with some consistency, and I think our younger backs stepped up and did a nice job the other night. We improved on the offensive line, and really felt like we had one punt, but never really felt like they stopped us. We moved the ball consistently, and we were happy with that.
You know, there's something to be said when a team turns the ball over, but I wanted to ask you about it from your defensive perspective. I mean, you've had takeaways now in every single game. So I think you're like at 8 or 9 takeaways for the season through 3 games. So whether it's a hard hit that jars a fumble or, you know, Bodie's interception was phenomenal the way he tipped that a few times to himself and turned it into a big play. But is that something that you've seen from your defense, the ability to make big plays and take away the football?
Well, I think everybody works on takeaways, but, you know, sometimes it's just a little bit of luck. But, you know, I thought the other night it was a really physical game. I thought the backs on both sides took some hard hits and held on to the ball several times. So it was a real physical game for 4 quarters, and those things are going to happen.
It was physical, and you were worried about the size a little bit because Royal Valley is a really, really big team. But I thought especially on the offensive side, your line did a really good job. It just seemed like there were a few more holes there and opportunities. How did you feel like the battle went in the trenches against a really big team?
Well, I thought our kids handled their blitz really well. They blitzed us all over the place, and they were bigger, you know, taller, heavier players, and I thought we just got off the ball and played a lot more physical on both sides of the ball. I thought we did a good job defensively holding the line of scrimmage, and they did some really nice things in getting our backers blocked, and once we made some adjustments, I thought played really well defensively the second half.
I wanted to ask you about the perimeter game as well. That seemed to be where you found a lot of success on offense against Royal Valley. I thought Bodie Dillon ran the option really, really well. Obviously had a long touchdown and a couple pitches that he made that went for touchdowns as well. Is that something you've seen as far as development from him and hopefully something you'll be able to continue to build on? Is that perimeter game offensively?
Yeah, we do feel like he's going to be a really good option quarterback for us, and he's athletic. And overall, his decisions are pretty darn good, and we're happy with that. We just got to do things a little bit faster as we go through the season. And if people are going to blitz us and play us, you know, hard up inside in the middle of the line of scrimmage, we have to be able to get to the perimeter.
32-14 win for Houlton, and now it's on to district play. It's homecoming week against Perry Lecompton. We'll talk about that game next when we continue with Coach Sparta on the Wildcat Football Locker Room Chat. Houlton hosting Perry Lecompton, and I guess the biggest news, Coach, is that it's district play. So I know you probably expect a little more sense of urgency from your team. The games mean a whole lot more. Does that kind of change, I guess, in terms of just practices and the mindset and the way you try to prepare your team for these games a little bit differently?
Well, you know, it's just about us getting better, and it seems like it's gotten here really fast, and maybe our process has been a little bit slow, but our kids have worked hard and came back every week and tried to get better, so we have to do a better job coaching, and Perry's going to be a challenge to play early in the district because they play good defense, they play physical, and then everything they do offensively fits together. They're kind of a 50-50 pass run, and that can make it hard to defend them.
They've had a couple different quarterbacks here the last few weeks, which changes quite a bit, I feel like, what they do. So is that part of the difficulty in the preparation, I guess, this week, is not knowing maybe exactly what to expect from them offensively?
Yeah, you know, they probably have one quarterback that's a little more run-heavy and one quarterback that's a little more throw-heavy. So we're not sure what we're going to see, but you really have to prepare for both when you play them. They're going to maintain that balance in their offense, and they execute it well, and they're going to put their best athletes at quarterback, and we're going to have to really tackle well. The hardest thing with them is they put you in space, and if you're a bad tackling team, they're going to make you look bad.
How's this week been in practice? Obviously, first time to be at home since week one, and of course, it's homecoming, which can be a blessing and a curse, I guess. But how's the team, you know, been in practice this week, just coming off that win, maybe a little more confidence and throwing the excitement of a home game and homecoming?
You know, last week we had a really good physical week of practice, and they got to see, you know, what happens when you have a good week of practice. I think we beat the best team we've played by far, and proved that much that we were capable of doing that. So I think it's easy for them to believe the process continues and they can continue to get better.
Where's the biggest step, final question here, that you want to see from your team this week? You know, there's lots of things that you've been trying to clean up and work on. It seemed like the team had a lot fewer mistakes, certainly last week. But what are some other key areas that you look at here going into this week and district play that you still hope can get a lot better?
Well, you know, offensively, we've got to continue to develop our perimeter and throwing game, and we do have to continue to be more consistent up inside, although, you know, we've seen most of the packages we're going to see throughout the year, so that helps. And then I'm really putting a lot of emphasis defensively on getting off blocks and making plays. I think sometimes we're satisfied with just running to the ball, and we need to have more people make more big plays for our defense to put people in bad situations.
Look forward to a good game on Friday night. Best of luck against Prairie LeCompton and the district opener. Coach, thanks for your time as always.
Thank you.
Holton head coach Brooks Barta. Our pregame continues, and the Holton Weekly Locker Room Chat is brought to you each week by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, by Boomer Steakhouse, Community Healthcare System, and by Medical Pharmacy, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.